Hello. Greetings. I have in front of me 6 poetry books and 1 die. A red, transparent die with the words Las Vegas written between the dots on the number 6. And I'm going to roll the die to decide which one of these 6 books I'm going to read a poem from. And then I'm going to roll it again. Twice. Yes, twice would make sense. To decide what page I open that book on. The books I have on the very left of me, so numbered from 1 to 6, book number 1, so if I roll a number 1, this is the one I shall read from, is Jim Morrison's The American Knight, A Great American Poet, says Oliver Stone. And it is a collection of poetry, obviously printed after he died, from his notes, I imagine. I might be wrong. Number 2, I have Poems by Hermann Hesse, the Cape Editions, a small, interesting looking, limish, yellowy green book. If I roll a number 3, I'll be opening Roger McGough's Blazing Fruit, Selected Poems from 1967 to 1987. If I roll a number 4, we have Robert Peake's The Knowledge, which is a relatively modern book, I think. I think I picked it up not that long ago. And then if I roll a number 5, I shall be opening a book that cost me £2 by the looks of things, 4 Metaphysical Poets from the Everyman's Poetry series. 4 Metaphysical Poets. And if I roll a number 6, I shall be reading from Leonard Cohen's Poems, 1956 to 1968. I think this book's quite collectible now. It's relatively rare. The thing is, you never know what you're going to get with Leonard Cohen. It's probably got knobs in it or some kind of fellatio going on. So, 1 to 6. Here we go. Are we ready? Rolling the die. It's weird just rolling the 1 die. Number 3. Out of all those books, I shall put the other ones away because we are reading Roger McGough's Blazing Fruit. And it has what looks like an oil painting on the cover with a butterfly and lots of fruit. Where they be? Are they damsons? And, well, there's also a pumpkin in there, I think, by the looks of things. Looks like fruit and veg to me. Blackcurrants and other such stuff. In fact, does it say who painted the cover? Maybe not. I don't know much about this person. But this book is circa... Do you know what? I'm going to have to put some reading specs on. Got to that age. Hang on. It's dark in here as well, to be honest. So I should probably put a light on. Listen for the click of my little solar-powered light. There we go. Oh, that's better. No, I don't necessarily need glasses, so... This is a Penguin book. And it was published for the first time in 1989, and it is a collection from 1967 to 1987. And this is a first edition, 1989. And as I said, it is called Roger McGough, Blazing Fruit. I say McGough, M-C, small c that is, G-O-U-G-H. Could be Roger McGough, couldn't it? And... it has a little intro in the beginning. Roger McGough, or McGough, McGough, let's call him, was born in Liverpool and educated in St. Mary's College at the University of Hull. He's been a writer for many years, and his numerous collections have established him one of the most distinctive and powerful voices in contemporary poetry. And he's written loads of stuff off the back of that. So let's roll it again, twice. Roll number 1. Number 1. Roll number 2. Number 5. So poem 15. Okay, poem 15. Ooh. It's called Let Me Die a Young Man's Death. Let me die a young man's death. Not a clean and in between the sheets holy water death. not a famous last words, peaceful out of breath death. When I'm 73 and in constant good tumour, may I be mown down at dawn by a bright red sports car on my way home from an all-night party. Or when I'm 91 with silver hair and sitting in a barber's chair, may rival gangsters with ham-fisted Tommy guns burst in and give me a short back and insides. Or when I'm 104 and banned from the cavern, may my mistress, catching me in bed with her daughter and fearing for her son, cut me up into little pieces and throw away each and every piece but one. Let me die a young man's death, not a free from sin tiptoe in candle wax and waning death, not a curtains drawn by angels born. What a nice way to go, death. That's awesome. That's so good. I hope you like that as much as I did. Anyway, I shall take a... Shall I take a photograph of the book or the die? I don't know. I shall share a photograph with this particular piece of audio. Thanks for listening. Documentally.